I'd like to say it's good to be here tonight. Always enjoy another opportunity to come be with y'all. And we, guess this weather's getting us a little bit. And we had to preach this morning over at Rio and seemed like we had to drink more water than we ever had, just trying to keep our voice. So we'd ask you prayers tonight. And I don't feel like we'll be very long. I'll just be honest with you. I really don't. I don't know. Kind of strange how the Lord works, I guess. I'm just honest with you. I'll just be honest with you. Y'all all know we hadn't been pastoring or anything, and it's been a little different, I guess, being a lay preacher after pastoring and not preaching very much, I guess. Feel like we hadn't been preaching very much at all. We had to preach this morning and had to come this way this evening, but I don't know. It was just strange, I guess. Brother Randy asked us to come. I had a message, but I knew I wasn't supposed to preach it this morning, and I didn't know why I had it. And then when Brother Randy called us to come this way, I guess I knew why the Lord laid it on our heart. I had two messages and only one appointment, so I didn't understand. But I guess we found out pretty quick that His ways are higher than our ways, and all we can do is just mind the Lord. And like I said, I don't feel like I'll keep you very long. Don't feel like we've got many thoughts, but I was just really enjoying this thought, I'll be honest with you. And I hope the Lord lets us, I guess, tell you the same way that He spent some time with me and I spent some time with Him. And I guess that's probably about our thought and about what we're going to stay around, is spending some time with Him. And I ain't going to sing a song, I can promise you that, or y'all certainly won't ever have me back. But I was thinking about the words to a song. Let's see. You know what? I got it. I don't ever do this. I hope y'all don't hold nothing against me, but I got them right here on my phone because I was reading them on the way up here. I don't normally do this, but I was thinking about that song, "And He Walks With Me and He Talks With Me," and I've been thinking about, I guess, here lately about just the good times I've had with the Lord, not in the church house. I'll just be honest with you. And I thought about that song, and it says, "I come to the garden alone." And it says, "While the dew is still on the roses." That means that you got up early before everybody else and had a purpose about what you were going to do. You had a purpose about it. He says, "And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses." And I guess that's around the thought that we're probably going to try to stay around, is just spending a little time with the Lord. And I know that's a simple thought. You may not get anything out of tonight, but I sure did when He was giving it to me, and I hope you do also. And we're going to read out of chapter number 2, the book of Colossians, if you want to read along with us. I'll give you a second to get there. I was only going to read one verse, but I think I'm going to read a little bit more than that. While y'all are getting there, I sure do appreciate y'all live hosting your services and things. I had texted Brother Randy the other Sunday, I guess it was last Sunday morning, he had preached, and on my Monday morning ride to work, I work down in Atlanta now, and on my ride down, I got to listen to his message and enjoyed it, enjoyed the whole service. So I do appreciate y'all for live streaming that. If nobody else listened to it, I sure did. And I got a blessing out of it, so I appreciate that. The book of Colossians, chapter number 2, we'll start in the first verse. I think we're going to read about 7 verses here. It says, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, Verse 7 says, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And I guess that's as far as we're going to read tonight, I guess. And I guess if I had a thought, it would be, and he walks with me. And I know that may seem simple, and I hope I can bring it out to you the same way that the Lord showed to me. But I was thinking about all the great meetings in just the last, I guess, about 6-7 years that we've been saved, or even preaching, I guess, the last 5 or 6 years. But I've been thinking about all the good times, I guess. I was reminiscing the other day as we was reading some scripture and thinking about walking with him, and thinking about the people we've gotten to see saved, and the good revivals that we've gotten to be in, the good friends and the good churches that we would have maybe never met before, or been able to yoke up with or knit together with, I guess, that we've been able to over these last couple years, just walking with the Lord and just doing what he'd have us to do. But I got to thinking about the times that I've spent with him without anybody else around, and that's been some of the best times that I've ever had in my life. I'm just going to be honest with you. I've been to meeting many a times, driving down the road just in my car. I've been going from one appointment to another, just spending a little time with him, and it's amazing how you can do the same thing every single day and just be completely fine, but one day the Lord just comes and visits you, I guess you could say, and let you know that he's still there, even though you might have been too busy to even think on things about him. And I've done it many a times, driving when we was doing outside sales. I found myself in the car a lot, just all by myself, and that's before Tyler started doing the handfuls of purpose, and before a lot of people started streaming their services and different things. I'd listen to gospel music and different things, and I remember many a times that I'd be driving down the road listening to Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow, with just crying my eyes out, just thinking about all that God's done for me and what a blessing he's been in my life. I remember times when my mom passed away, and before she'd passed away, my brother and my dad was going to stay there for a little while, and I went home because I had a newborn at the time. And I remember I went home and got some sleep. My brother called me and said, you need to come back. She's real close to going away. And I remember getting in my truck and driving all the way there as fast as I could, and he called me about halfway there, and he said, she's done going on. And I remember I had Beulah Land playing there on the radio and had it turned all the way up, and I was just crying my eyes out as it came to that port that it says that I'm looking out across the river where my faith would end inside. And there may be many a people along this walk of life that sings that song and thinks that one day after a while when I take my last breath that my faith will end inside. Well, the Bible says we can have full assurance of our faith today, even full assurance of our own knowledge today, and we can enjoy some things today with God today. There's been times I've been sitting in a deer stand, and I've been cold and shivering and thinking about how rough it's been on me, and that beautiful sunset will come up just over the horizon, and I'll think, boy, the creator of this all just made another day, and I'm humble enough just to be a part of it. And there's just times, I'm telling you, church, I know you all know what I'm talking about, that there's times in your life that you get to spend with God that not everybody gets to experience the same thing that you do. That's why he deals with them individually. He could have made the children of Israel in the Garden of Eden and established them all the way as one people, but he didn't. He started with one man, and it kept going throughout that. That's the same way he deals with us today. He deals with us man by man and woman by woman. One heart, not as a whole corporate body, thanks be unto God. There's some things that we get to enjoy, brother, that not everybody gets to. Brother Randy preached a message, not all, that's the truth, it really is. Not all gets to enjoy all the things of God. Not all gets in that word and gets a little closer to and gets to experience some things that you do. I preached a message this morning down at Rio and was telling them when I was doing the Appalachian Trail, there's some mountaintops that I got to see that others may not get to because they didn't put legs on their faith and are willing to go the distance with God to see some things happen. Boy, you can be saved, and you can see the inside of these four walls of this church, and you can see a few other people get some blessings, and that be the extent of your Christianity. But there's some times you can get off by yourself, spend some time with God. He'll show you some things that only you will get to understand. Thanks be unto God. That's the way he deals with me. I'm just a simple person. I may not get all the great complicated things of the world, but I can understand one thing, and that's when I get off and get some things out of the way, God will be there with me when I'm willing to do my part and listen to him. Thanks be unto God. He said, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus. Well, I hope we've all done that, but here's the good part. As they wrote this letter, it says, the Lord, so walk ye in him. It's real simple there. You got Christ Jesus, so walk in him. Well, how do you walk in him today? You submit yourself, deny yourself, take up your cross, and just follow him today, church. There's been many a car ride, many a deer stand times, I guess you could say, that I got to get off by myself, experience some things with God. Now, I think a little strange sometimes about the Bible, so y'all going to have to bear with me. I thought about Noah. Thought about as all them people came, Brother Randy, and they looked at him, thought, boy, you crazy. What are you talking about? There ain't never been no flood here before. What are you talking about building a boat and putting animals on it? Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? And I thought about as he built that boat and the rains came. I thought about as the sun came out and everything dried up as he walked out of that boat, probably just thanking God on a high note. Boy, he delivered me. He sure did. He did exactly what he said he did. But you know what I think about, Brother Randy? The next time that it rained, I thought about the next time that it rained, that after Noah got done building that boat, got off of it, let all the animals out, did exactly what God wanted him to do. Think about the first drops that came out of that sky. I guarantee you, I would have been going, God, are you sure? Please don't do it again. I would have been so small in faith, Brother Randy. But thanks be unto God, that's what happens to us a lot of times, is that we get to spend some time with God, see some things he does for us today, and we understand what God's doing in our life. We may come through a hardship and a trial in our life and finally make it out and say, bless God. And when the next trial comes, we may be wondering, God, I see some rain. Is it going to flood me out today? That's just how I think. I'll just be honest with you today. But we get to spend some time with him and learn some things and see some things that aren't even recorded in this own Bible. I ain't adding nothing to it. It did rain again. That's a fact. I ain't taking it out of context. But I thought about Noah standing there the first time them drops hit the ground. And there's many a man that went through things like that. I thought about Zacchaeus. I thought about as he climbed that tree and was up on the top and nobody wanted him around. I wouldn't have wanted him around coming around taking my money for tax money. But as he was up in that tree, and Jesus comes below there and tells him, today I'm on a abode with you. You come on down there, make haste. We're going to go to your house. You know what I thought about when I read it? I thought about the conversation they probably had walking through the desert back to his house. He probably had some questions for him, and Jesus probably had some answers for him. And think about the good time they had. It skips the story all the way to his house and said that his own family became believers. Think about the walk he had with Jesus. It ain't in there for a reason, church. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Because there's some things we can experience with God that mother men don't need to know about. He was walking with him, I'm telling you, church. I thought about Joshua. Boy, great Joshua. Think about following after Moses. Boy, Moses was such a great man. Boy, and after Moses had lost a little bit of faith, I guess you could say, and smote the rock the second time and wasn't able to go in. He thought, boy, I got to lead these people, God. Who am I? He says, for I was with Moses, I will be with thee also. That probably felt good at the time, but there was hardships coming down the road. There was some hard times coming down the road, church. This Christianity that we have today, this salvation we have today ain't all red roses. But I know a good gardener, I'll be honest with you. But I thought about Joshua there. They come through and he does exactly what God tells him to do. And the walls of Jericho falls down. Everything's going so good. Somebody else trips Joshua up, not him. See, Achan took some things, hit them in his camp. They had to deal with Achan. Well, before he found that out, they went to a town called Ai. He went to that little bitty town, had less people, and we might have took the full army, walked around looking real good in front of Jericho for the walls to fall down, but God will handle this. We got this one, God. Don't worry about it. We'll take less people up there so our men ain't tired. We'll go up there and whoop AI just like we did Jericho and keep on moving. But they had sin in the camp. You know what I love about what Joshua does? He goes away. And you think, well, Joshua just hit the ground where he was and started praying to God. That ain't what the Bible says. The Bible says that he made an altar, went to Mount Ebal, and got down to business with God. God could have told him in front of everybody, boy, it was aching. But he spent some time with him. He spent some time with him. You know who I bet got a bigger blessing, Brother Randy, when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt and they were about to go wander in the wilderness? You know who got the biggest blessing, I bet? The people that was in the very front listening to what Moses was talking about with Aaron and all the different ones talking about what God had done for them back there. You know who probably got the least amount of blessings? The people that was in the very, very back just following everybody else with their head down. That's how our Christian walk is today, church. I'll be honest with you, it is. If you walk with your head down, just following everybody else behind you, you're going to probably be led the wrong way. But if you'll pick your eyes up and follow the one in the front, God leading the path today, he won't lead us wrong today, church. Boy, there's some good times we can have by ourselves. There surely is. There's some times we can get off and he can talk to us and show us some things. And Brother Randy, sometimes we can get up and preach about them and sometimes we can't. Sometimes there's things that you just got to have yourself and you ain't got to be a preacher to have them type of moments. I'm sure each and every one of you, if you read your Bible fervently and have any kind of faith in God, he's probably showed you some things that you might be able to talk about a little bit. But there's some things that he gives you sometimes just for you today. That's why they ain't written down in there. Because sometimes there's some things God made just for me and you, brother. Just for me and you. I've had some walks like Zacchaeus. I've had some walks where he blessed a lot of people along the walk, but there was something he had just for me. I've also been in Noah's situation where I've followed him faithfully. Boy, he helped a lot of us out. Sure did have a good revival meeting. Got to see some people saved. And on Monday morning when that revival's over with and I got to go back to work, there was some hardships that came. There was a struggle that came. When the rain started falling, I realized God still got it. God's still in control. He didn't go nowhere. I don't like when people say, well, I've wandered away from God and I've left him. You couldn't leave him if you wanted to. You ever tried to get away from God? I use this analogy before. I've ran from God, I'll be honest with you. At least I thought I did. Running from God is being like a turtle, and you pick it up, and their legs are kicking, but you ain't going nowhere. That's how it is, running away from God. He knows the very hairs of our heads, knows the thoughts in our hearts, knows our very intents of our actions, knows everything about us, and we think we can get away from God. The one who created the whole earth, we think we're running from God. People say, I ran from my calling to preach for 2 years. You didn't do no such a thing. You didn't run nowhere. You can say that you've ran from God and you've ran from a calling to come down and get your life right with God, that you've ran from that. You can't run from God. He knows where you are at all times. If you think you can outsmart God, you are wrong. What manner of a man is this that even the wind and the seas obey? And you think you're running from God. We think we can trick God. We can outsmart God. And we've got it a different way. Can't do it. I feel like that's as far as we need to go. I told you I wouldn't keep you long. But what I want to encourage you in tonight, church, is just spend a little time with him. Well, preacher, I do that. I pray over my meal. I'm here on Wednesday nights and Sunday nights. There's some things that we can experience with God that others will not get to because they're not willing to go the distance with God. They're just not. There's some people's salvation that will be a lot more enjoyable than others. That's just a fact. Some people are willing to get close to God, and some people want to get close to God. And I'll be honest with you, some people don't care to get any closer to God. See, salvation I'm not going to say it didn't mean a lot to me, but it didn't mean as much as it does to me now. When I first got saved. Because I didn't understand it. But you know what it says right here? I'm going to read it to you. That same chapter, I think we even read the scripture there. It says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. It says hid and treasure. If something's hidden, It ain't out in the open. That ain't just for everybody. And treasure is something you've got to work to try to find. They call them treasure hunters. They go looking for it. That's the people that get close to God. It's the ones that go looking for it. See, this thing is not a spectator sport. This is participation religion right here. That's what Christianity is. It's a participation religion. See, it's where if you are willing to go the distance for God, He's got so much more in store for you. But He's got those that just want it right out of the box. That they've been saved 40, 50 years and they ain't got no closer to God than anybody. They come, they sit, they listen, and they leave. But there's so much more that God has in store for us. There's mountaintops we'll get to see. And thanks be unto God, He'll be in the valleys with us also. But if we don't trust Him in the mountaintops, don't believe you're going to trust Him in the valleys. When things get real hard, that's when we need God the most. I feel like that's as far as we need to go. I can get a verse of a song, or Brother Randy can come out.